teaches children a number of things. And so making it part of a child's life is productive on a number of levels. Obviously, working hard teaches strong character. Children learn how to persevere. They learn how to solve problems. They learn how to do things they'd rather not do. All of those things are important when work is a part of their lives.
Work is certainly a part of an adult's life. So the sooner children get a view for that, it's just a part of life. It's what we all do, can be really helpful. It's also a way to contribute to family life. We all work to keep the family going forward. We work to make sure everybody gets fed and gets their clothes done. We work to keep the house clean. Work is just a part of what we do here, living in the family together, and it's a way to contribute to the good of others.
I was working with a child recently who was upset continually with his parents that he had to do chores on Saturdays. He went to school Monday through Friday. Their day was very busy, and on Saturday they often did chores. He felt like Saturday ought to be his day in order to have time off. And so I showed him in the Bible where God designed for us to work 6 days and rest one. That he may work 5 days at school, but one day needs to be given over to doing all the other kinds of household chores in order to get those things done. He was surprised at that, and it really helped him have a change of thinking when it came to work.
Work can be helpful. It's a way of contributing. We want children to understand that work really is a blessing. The ability to work hard gets us the things that we want, and it's certainly not something that we want to be avoiding or fearing. Sometimes it's unpleasant, but there's so many benefits to work. We want to be communicating to our children a vision for the positive side of work.
I think one of the challenges we have in family life nowadays is that life is so busy with all the choices that we make for our children. Our kids can be involved in all kinds of extracurricular activities. There are sports programs, music lessons, activities, church programs that our children can be involved in. And consequently, they have very little time for anything else except for sleep. In addition to that, schooling itself takes quite a bit of time, and children working on homework to get that done can take much of the energy that they need away from doing anything else. So giving them a little free time, we feel like, is only reasonable. And so what gets squeezed out sometimes is the hard work that children often would benefit from.
And so we want to be taking a look at our schedules and making sure we're not allowing our children to be so filled with fun and friendships and relationships with others that they don't have time for work. Looking for some balance in a child's life can help him to have a more balanced view of life in general. Sometimes we play, sometimes we work, sometimes we need quiet time, we need to rest. All of those things are important to have a balanced life.
When we're working, though, it's important that the work that children do isn't just about solving their own problems or cleaning their own room. The work needs to be a work that contributes to family life or a work that contributes to other people instead of just themselves. When children learn that their work or their participation in life is a significant contribution to others, then it adds more meaning to the process. Children realize that they have a meaningful part of family life.
And I think it's helpful for children to see that work is a way of caring for other people. It's a way of showing people I love you. That's dad goes to work to earn money for the family. Often mom goes to work or she stays home and works, but it's contributing to family life. And children also have a responsibility to contribute to family life. And that may be helping with a meal. It may be helping with the cleaning. But we're all contributing to family life. It's a way to show our connectedness and our care for one another.
It also teaches children how to hang in there and do something they'd rather not do. In our culture, many times, children, again, have this idea of wanting things to be fun, believing that life is an entertainment center for them, and they need to catch the vision for doing things that are hard to do, to do things you don't want to do. That's part of life, and work is a great teacher that accomplishes that goal.
Often it's the work in life that builds character, because often the work is unpleasant, it's hard. It's difficult. It's not fun, but it builds character in a child's heart. It teaches perseverance and the ability to overcome obstacles, to hang in there when you feel like quitting, to do the messy part. That's all character-building qualities our children need.
So when your child is experiencing resistance or complaining or having a bad attitude about life, one of the solutions is to increase the workload so that they can handle some of those things emotionally. They can handle them, their feelings about things. And so we want to use work in a strategic way in family life.